6. LibertyStickers.com. The world's most dangerous stickers.
This is Free Talk Live. We are launching into the third hour of this, the Thanksgiving Eve edition of the program. 800-259-9231 is the number. And we're taking your experiences. Of course, we'll take your calls about anything. That's the point of the show. But primarily focusing on the TSA National Opt-Out Day. National Opt-Out Day was today. And a lot of liberty activists up here in New Hampshire headed out to the airports. In fact, activists around the country heading out to airports. Dozens of airports had National Opt-Out Day outreach events happening at them. Of course, the media is going to call them protests. Even the people doing them might have called them protests because that tends to be what people call these things. But I like to consider it, you know, more positive, put a more positive view on it. And I think that the words you choose are important. And what I was doing was outreach today. But I want to hear your stories. What were your experiences like? Who did you run into? Did the TSA try to give you trouble? Did the local cops try to intervene? For us, it was pretty easy going. Generally, when I was actually out there with the sign in the median, holding it so everybody that was driving in could see the message that I had, which is actually a secessionist message. Feds out of New Hampshire, feds out of NH, secede now. That's what my sign said. And so people, I would say, generally were busy looking at the airport. Yeah. Like, my general reception was not really looking at all. They're busily trying to figure out which way to go, where to park, where the people are that they're trying to pick up, who's, you know, where they need to, which
terminal. They just thought you were Hare Krishna.
They need to drop people. Okay. Which terminal at which they need to drop people off, and then Hare Krishnas are the people that won a court case a long time ago with the right to
pass out flowers at the airport.
Yeah, hand out stuff to people at the airports. So,
that happened to me once. It was disturbing.
Really? When was that?
It was quite some time ago.
You could shave your head except for a little spot in the back that you have a little ponytail.
Yeah, I saw them in Airplane. That's the only place I've ever seen them was in the movie Airplane from the late 1970s, early 80s.
They tried to recruit me a few times.
It was hilarious, that movie, by the way. Make sure you see that. As I was saying, the response from people, at least where I was mixed. I would say it was mostly they were busy looking at other things, or if they did notice, yeah, there was frequently smiles and there were waves and thumbs up and acknowledgement, positive acknowledgement, and also the requisite negative acknowledgement. One lady kind of circled her hand near her head, her forehead, in kind of a crazy or crazy aspect. She was doing that. And you know, there were some people that were a little grumpy as well. But that's what you're going to get. Whenever you hold a sign on the side of the road, you're always going to, typically are going to get a mixed reaction.
What, are you crazy?
And the comments were very nice, too. The people that actually, you know, we were talking to in the airport, the people that were being handed information, were very, most of them were very appreciative, very nice about it. So it was a great day. The cops left us alone. The airport bureaucrats tried to push us around, but we weren't, most of us were not having any of that. And so would love to hear your experiences at 800-259-9231. Oh, was giving you some numbers here. This story is from the Associated Press. They're running down the details on exactly how many people were traveling today. The statistics, according to, again, the AP, 94% of Americans will be traveling via car, via the ground, essentially. Maybe a
that
handful
leaves 6% to split among trains, yeah. Planes, buses.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So the story here from the AP goes into a little bit more detail. It's actually up 12% increase. So 39.7 million Americans will be traveling by road this year, 12% increase from last Thanksgiving. According to a AAA travel survey of 50,000 U.S. households contacted during the week of October 25th. Now, actually, the article makes it clear. That's before all of this WeWon'tFly.com controversy even started. So, first of all, that means one thing. It means that We Won't Fly can't claim responsibility for this. Not that they could anyway, because there's no way you can know what people are thinking. But on the other hand, that also means that the government's doing this to themselves. I mean, they're just the airport is such an undesirable experience for people that without any promotion, without WeWon'tFly.com getting 50,000 hits a day, being the number one liberty-oriented website, jumping beyond Lou Rockwell.com, surpassing Lou Rockwell, the longtime most popular website.
Yeah, we'll see how long that lasts.
Well, it might trail off, sure. But, but my point being, the explosion of publicity, the explosion of all these news stories. I mean, there are thousands of mentions of opt-out in the news today. Before all of that, AAA did this this study of 50,000 households. It's a huge sample size that found out that, yeah, more people are traveling by car this year than last. Now, more people are also traveling by plane this year than last. That could be a statement of the economy. And just, but then again, it was only 3 to 5% more. So, I mean, that's margin of error more, basically. 3 to 5% in some cases. I don't know what the margin of error was on this particular poll.
That's about right.
3% is not a significant number in any
poll. But that's
poll.
Only from last year, right?
Correct.
Like the bottom of the new depression?
What, three? Right. 3.5%.
I want to see the numbers of the last 15 years and of how many people are traveling, because I suspect.
Well, right. If the economy, let's just jump to a conclusion and say these numbers are up because of the economy. More people traveling by car, more people traveling by plane. 12% more by car, 3 to 5% more by plane. It's not requisite. I'm missing the word I want, but it's not the same. It's not on the same level. There are more people traveling by car than by plane, and by a factor of. Three times as much.
And as you mentioned, that was the survey before this whole groping thing, because some people may have changed their plans. Now, the interesting thing is, I think the airlines are in trouble with this, because they have incentive to protect passengers. The government doesn't. So when you have people being abusive like this, like the TSA is right now, they're going to discourage people from flying, which is going to hurt the airline. So the question is the airline going to put pressure on the TSA to stop this nonsense, or are they going to keep allowing it, and then the airlines get nationalized by the government, and then you're going to have a problem?
Yeah, I think that they will put it on. I think they'll do it quietly. I think airports will continue to put it on. The pressure's on the TSA at this point. They're going to try to trumpet this as a victory, but they understand, fine, you have your victory. Just back off when it comes to these. Because these pat-downs really have people incensed. These pat-downs, by the way, aren't just for people who choose not to go through the scanners. If you go through the scanner and they find something, they're going to pat you down with this new invasive.
It's true.
Yeah, if you go through the X-ray machine,
the metal
how many
detector.
Times have you gone through the metal detector and then been patted down? You know,
happened
if you fly,
me.
It happens all the time.
There's two words here that I never thought I'd be using in one sentence. Institutionalized molestation.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Pretty much. Pretty much. So let's continue with your thoughts. Go to Adam in Idaho. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Wayne, and Mark. Hello, Adam. Adam, you're on the air.
Hey, fellas.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Hey, how's it going?
Great, what's up?
Yeah, I called last week as a TSA agent.
Okay.
Remember that?
Not really.
Tongue in cheek?
Yeah.
Still remember, okay.
I'm sorry, right, well, I couldn't tell you what I talked about last night.
This happens every time anybody asks us, hey, do you remember such and such? No, I really don't.
They get a lot of calls.
I was doing some jokes. I was playing with you guys. But anyhow, no jokes this week. I wanted to talk to you guys about the TSA stuff. It's funny that you guys were just talking about the airlines. Because one of the things I wanted to mention to you was that a group of us have started a new campaign. If you go to noflyusa.com, what we're encouraging people to do is a form of protest by not flying the week of April 15th. And, of course, we encourage people to use various forms of nonviolent protest at the airports as well. But we figure by April 15th, that week, enough people will have been groped by the TSA that they'll know, how invasive it is and how intrusive. So we figure by that time it gives us some time to really come up with a good nationwide no-fly week.
It's a good-looking website.
What is it again, the site?
Yeah, noflyusa.com.
Cool.
Nice.
Right on,
yeah,
man.
And then,
go ahead.
Another thing, by the way, just came out in the news. The TSA posted on their blog that they their actual public policy on photography and videotaping in the airports of TSA agents, and they say that it's okay to do, that there's nothing wrong with it. Of course, legally, it is legal. If you have any activists out there doing that, they need to know that it actually says right on their website, and they can grab the quote from the website and use that in their defense if anyone tries to stop them from recording. You can't record the images from the nudie scanners, though.
Right.
Of course, the government can take your naked photo.
Sure,
but, We can't catch that.
Privacy issues, that makes sense. You know, those people are covering themselves because they don't want to be seen. Although in the case of the man with the Speedo, he's an exception. Thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you, and good luck with your website. There was a guy that, I guess last night, not today, but last night, went through a checkpoint and stripped down to essentially his undergarment. It was a Speedo, not one of the tiny Speedos. I don't know about that.
I did say the speedo thing.
I'm not going to go out on a limb there. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control, bring up anything. Free Talk Live.
Welcome to Living Healthy Naturally, with information and advice on how to improve your health and wellness with natural remedies and nutritional healing. Here's renowned naturopathic doctor and certified nutritionist, Dr. Lindsay Duncan.
Resveratrol is a powerful antioxidant that's found in the skin of grapes, red wine, pomegranates, cranberries, blueberries, and a few other natural sources. There's been a lot of media buzz on resveratrol lately, and many have reported on the many benefits of resveratrol. Resveratrol may be the missing piece of the puzzle of the French paradox. The paradox lies in the puzzling fact that although the French regularly consume rich, fatty foods, smoke cigarettes, and consume higher amounts of alcohol than most Americans, they have a far lower rate of heart disease and other health-related issues. The problem is that your average glass of red wine has less than 1 milligram of resveratrol in it. The good news is that Genesis Today has created an amazing juice product that contains resveratrol. It's called Pomegranate and Berries with Resveratrol Juice. It not only tastes great, it's packed with 25 milligrams of health-supporting resveratrol in every 8-ounce serving. Give it a try.
To learn more about living healthy, naturally, and Pomegranate and Berries with Resveratrol, please visit GenesisToday.com. Pomegranate and Berries with Resveratrol is available in the refrigerated section next to the OJ at all Walmart, Sam's Club, and Super Target locations.
Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Sign up at HostGator.FreeTalkLive.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at HostGator.FreeTalkLive.com host you.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, Thanksgiving Eve edition. We're here in the studio, and we'll be back tomorrow night. But if you're a radio listener, you may not be receiving the show, because we'll only be broadcasting it online. That doesn't mean your local station couldn't put us on the air, but it'll require probably somebody to be in their studio, which is, well, pretty unlikely. So, but join us online at freetalklive.com for the special Thanksgiving Day edition of the show. And, of course, we'll talk to you at that time. We still have got the remainder of this hour. You're welcome to call in and share your experiences from today. Maybe you've been in the airport doing a We Won't Fly opt outreach, as I would like to call it. That's where I was for a good portion of the day today in Manchester, New Hampshire. I had a great turnout. In fact, I got some reports from it. I got a report from one of the other airports. I'll share that with you here in a moment. We heard from LAX, where apparently there was hardly anybody there, according to somebody who lives in the area, somebody who was there at LAX doing outreach today, had a nice little turnout of at least a dozen activists, I think he said, while he was there.
And that's saying something. If
in LAX?
Yes, it is.
So we'll tell you a little bit more in a moment. But coming up, we're going to give you a Totesack 2-pack on the way. Your chance to win. What is it, Mark?
Totesack's a one-trip wonder. It's for hauling things in those plastic grocery bags, whether it's from your vehicle to your vehicle, from the grocery store, out to the boat, whatever reason you have to haul things. The Totesack's great for it. It's if you have a retail store, the Totesack is available to you for that reason. It's a retail grocery bag carrier, and it handles more than you can, a lot more. Go to totesack.us and take a look at it, because it's hard to describe this thing. You pretty much have to see it. It's made out of recycled plastics, actually engine parts, and it's a hook for carrying these bags. The Totesack, that's Totasak, no C in there, totesack.us.
It doubles as a weapon, too. You can hold it like brass knuckles.
Yeah, you sure can.
Sweet.
You'd think it's a hook, it would give a lot, but it certainly doesn't.
You could jack someone with this real bad.
Well, if somebody, assuming you needed to protect yourself,
right,
you would have this device, and it's something you can conveniently carry along with you. Many states, oddly, brass knuckles are illegal. However,
is that right?
You can have brass knuckles.
Not a Totesack.
Yeah.
Those aren't illegal.
Get a family pack of six. What are you paying? $2?
Go find some brass knuckles that cheap,
sure,
right?
Sure.
I'm surprised you'd be thinking about jacking somebody, Ian.
No, I wouldn't. I would never think about something like that.
You can't really hold one of these things without thinking about it. I mean, it's just that kind of thing.
It's hard.
You hold it,
sure.
It's like, huh, this is like a pair of brass knuckles.
So, yeah, we're going to give you two of the Totesack coming up here in a moment. Your chance to win that, so stand by.
I want to get one for my mom. She's like 77
years old.
You
totally should. You totally should. It's a great gift.
She can hold it in the parking lot in the grocery store.
Go to Totesack.us to order. You can get the family pack, et cetera. All right, so 800-259-9231. Reports coming in from Philadelphia, where the folks from WeWon'tFly.com are situated. They had a great turnout today. Apparently, there are about 30 to 40 people right now in the airport. They're, I guess, in the airport bar. There's a hotel there in the airport, and that's the only place you can go to if you don't want to go through security. So it's pretty much where you have to go. These people are hanging out after their post outreach celebration party with George Donnelly from WeWon'tFly.com and James Babb, who've done amazing work over the past couple of weeks. They have appeared on more television shows and radio interviews than I could keep track of. I mean, I'm friends with George Donnelly on Facebook, and he is all day long posting interviews.
Posting the interviews that he's done. He must have done 2 dozen.
Oh, I would say that's on the low side, Mark. I mean, over a couple weeks, I mean, interview, just maybe him, 2 dozen, because then there's James Babb, who has also been busy doing interviews. He was on MSNBC and all over the place. So these guys have been doing major publicity work, and of course they're not getting paid a dime for it. It's just because they love freedom, which is great. And that's why these people are coming out, because they're concerned with what this TSA is doing. They are probably very liberty-oriented. I'm jumping out on a limb. Maybe this is their one issue. Who knows? But it's a good issue to come into the movement on. This is a great opportunity to inform people as to the rise of the police state, and also some of the other liberties that we're losing, because the crackdown on freedom isn't just happening in the airports. As was pointed out earlier, the TSA is talking about, the Department of Homeland Security, talking about expanding to marinas, expanding to subway platforms, expanding to train stations.
Trains, buses.
You know, they're already taking buses and pulling them over and searching them.
Mm-hmm.
How long is it going to be? Wayne, you said this during one of the breaks. How long before they set up in the street?
The checkpoints.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And so, before you walk in a mall, you have to go through a body scanner? Come on. Mm-hmm. But they have mobile ones, too.
Courthouses? They're coming there. Maybe your school. 1-800-259-9231. So what has your experience been? Also, other details from Philly. Apparently also a very quiet night for travelers. This has now been the report from across. We haven't had anybody say, and maybe it's the case, if it was the case in your airport and it was really busy today, give us a call. So far, no one has said, it's been hustling. No, it's been dead. At major airports, Philadelphia, LAX, dead. Very, very low turnout for travelers, what I'm being told here. 800-259-9231. So a great turnout for the activists today, reaching out to people. Lots of positive responses. We heard from Sam. He called about the Manchester outreach, where a lot of people were responding very positively to the information, especially the flight attendants, especially the pilots, also the people that are working at the airports. These people don't want this crap.
Nope. They're not going to have jobs if this keeps up.
Yeah. So 800-259-9231. So lots of success stories. Want to hear from you. What was your experience? I touched on something earlier in the show, and I wanted to come back on it because I think it's a really important point. This idea about applying for a permit. This plays into their hands. And I understand the motivation. Well, there's going to be new people at the event. We want to make sure that they feel comfortable and they're safe. And all right, yeah, I get that. I understand what you're saying. But the more of you there are, the safer you are. I mean, there are certain principles that tend to apply when it comes to doing a gathering of activists in a public government-run place. Now, there's never any guarantees. You know, I can't say for sure you're guaranteed to not have any trouble if you do this and this and this. But there are some things I think that are more likely than others. And one thing that I have observed in my years of doing activism is that when there are more of you than there are of them, you typically win.
Yeah, they just leave you alone.
Yeah, and that's what they did today for the most part. They tried to boss us around, and they'll try this stuff. They know what works.
If you're just one lone person out there with a sign, yeah, you can believe you're going to get in trouble.
Absolutely. They'll call the cops on you at that point. But if you're not alone and you are with a group of people, they might come up to you and say, could you please stand over here? Oh, no, we're fine right where we are. but if you know, if you're not used to that, it'll throw you off. It'll throw you off your game, and I'm sorry. Okay, yeah, I'll move over here. No, you don't have to. Not until the man with the gun comes along and tells you to move. And at that point, you don't have to either. But at that point, you might get arrested. So you can always push it to that point. But 800-259-9231 is the number. So my issue was these folks that actually went and got permits. That's like the worst of the worst that you can possibly. That's basically saying, all right, well, we'd really like to come and gather and do an event at your airport, and we're wondering if we're going to be able to do that. Would you allow us to? And if so, what would you like us to do? Where would you like us to? Well, we'd like you to be over here behind the dumpster if we're going to allow you to. You know, they want to put you in a place where you won't be seen. They want to put you in a place where you'd be as the least effective as you possibly can be, and they are also going to just say no. And those are if they say yes. If you give them the opportunity in advance, can we please do this?
Yeah, they'll most likely not answer you at all because you'll have to leave a message on some bureaucrat's answering machine, and they'll never get back to you.
800-259-9231.
Oh, we thought you meant
the
next
permit
year.
Comes with strings attached.
The SACL CAI toll-free line. When you're ready to graduate past the permitting thing, don't get one. Try having some activism where you don't go and beg first. It'll be empowering. 1-800-259-9231. You can take control and bring up anything. Free Talk Live.
After my second heart attack, I knew I needed more help than I had. That's when Extendivite came into my life. Made from garlic, cayenne, and 5 other herbs, I started to feel better in a very short time. My name's Don Wiskin, and I'm here because of Extendivite.
Extendivite gave me more energy than I've had in years. I am the only one in my house right now that's not sick from colds or flus. And I owe that all to Extendivite. My name is Rick, and I'm healthy because of Extendivite. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit the website at heartdrop.com. That's heartdrop.com. Extend your life with Extendivite.
Go to hempusa.org, go to hempusa.org, and ask your legislator, and ask your congressman, and ask your president, why can't we grow it here? And And ask those companies that love their profits and disease, why can't we grow it here? Try our powder, seeds, and oil. Try our 5-pound sampler. And get free shipping anywhere in the States. Go to hempusa.org. Go to hempusa.org. And call us at 908-691-2608. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org.
Pure water. What could be better than the gift of health for your loved ones? And who better to help you give the gift this holiday season than BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com? If those on your gift list are drinking or bathing in unfiltered city or well water, chances are that water is contaminated with rust, bacteria, chlorine, and fluoride. For just pennies a day, Berkey Water Filters remove dangerous contaminants from both well and city water, is powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, and is great for camping and emergencies. Right now, GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems and free shipping on orders over $50. Purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of Berkey Sport Bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or the new Sight Glass Spigot absolutely free. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Give the gift of health at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com today.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeSig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeSig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeSig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeSig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeSig.com. That's LeSig.com. LeSig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeSig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's LeSig.com. LeSig, for today's modern smoker.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and we invite you to take control of the airwaves this Thanksgiving Eve edition. We're here live to take your calls, 800-259-9231. Tell us your experience. Have you been in the airports today, maybe as a traveler or as somebody doing outreach with the National Opt-Out today, National Opt-Out Day? How did that go for you? 800-259-9231. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And don't forget, you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. You'll find there are a lot of features there. They're all brought to you completely free. And those features include news updates. You get signed up, we'll clue you in whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live. Just go to news.freetalklive.com. You can get signed up for our emailed updates or Twitter or Facebook, all of it free. news.freetalklive.com.
And if you have a company, whether no matter what your company handles, if you have accounts receivable that you really wish you didn't have to deal with, SACL CAI can do it for you. Jason Osborne, the principal over there, is a big supporter of Liberty, big supporter of Free Talk Live, and you can see their banner at freetalklive.com.
All right, so 800-259-9231. I don't know if anything panned out in Austin today, but I'd heard the news yesterday, I think it was, that their application for a permit to have essentially a gathering of people at the airport doing outreach, or maybe they called it a protest or whatever. But I think that's part of the problem is they are used to people calling these things protests. If somebody were to come up to me and say, hey, you're protesting, you need a permit for that, I'd say, this isn't a protest. What are you talking about? Prove my obligation that I need a permit. And until then, I'll just stand right here. Thank you very much. But they asked for the permit, and it was denied. And when you go and you you kiss the ring or kiss the boot in this case.
Or lick the boot.
Yeah. Then sometimes that's what happens. They'll just tell you no. If they tell you yes, they try to rope you off into some area where you'll be as ineffective as they can possibly make you. It starts from a position of weakness. It starts from the position of, well, we recognize that you own us and you can do whatever you want with us. We'd like to do this, but if you say no, we'll just stay home. it starts from a position of weakness. And if you want to be, you know, successful in doing activism and getting in touch with people, you just got to go out and do it. Let the chips fall where they may. You don't have to get arrested. Play ignorant. Oh, your permit? Well, what are you talking about? Well, where's the law that says that? I mean, if you want to go on that point, you can always try that approach. Or, well, in this Bill of Rights here, it says I've got the freedom to assemble and put it on camera. Are you saying that we don't have the freedom to assemble? Are you saying that we don't have a freedom of speech? Record these bureaucrats when they come up and approach you. But if you come to them first...
Like bureaucrat repellent.
Yeah, if you come to them first and say, okay, well, can we work together on this? Well, then that's when they're going to lay out all their rules that you get to follow. And if you don't follow their rules, they'll come up and say, well, we agreed on this, and you didn't follow this rule, and, oh, I'm sorry. Well, you don't want to start from that position. Am I making sense here? Does that confuse?
Absolutely. Because there's strings attached. When you go to them for permission for something you don't really need permission for, you're allowing them to set the terms of your event.
It's a big mistake. It's the biggest mistake you can make, in my opinion. And I understand the idea that, well, we don't want people to be scared to show up. If you think that your crowd of activists is that chicken S, well, then go ahead and get the permit. But if you are tired of that crap, then I suggest stepping out of that paradigm and just starting to do things. Do first. Better to ask forgiveness than to ask permission.
Right.
Especially
what's the worst
in this case.
Really, they're going to round you all up and arrest you all? Really?
No.
That's what's going to happen?
No, no,
there are a dozen
of you.
Come out and say and talk to you. You know, that's the worst case scenario.
Worst case, you back down.
The suggestion that you actually have rights in this country, I mean, they're long past.
You have to exercise them.
Read the Bill of Rights. You'll figure out very quickly that you don't, in fact, have rights.
You can have some of them back by exercising them.
Mm-hmm.
But going and begging for a permit is...
Begging the same people that you're protesting
for
the right to protest them.
Right.
Come on!
It's not a right. It's a privilege at that point. You've turned a right into a privilege. As soon as you ask permission, that is a privilege.
Yep.
1-800-259-9231. Let's go to your calls. You can bring up anything. James is in Huntsville listening to WBHP. Hey, James.
Hey, guys. How are we doing tonight?
It's just super. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I just wanted to kind of paint a picture for you. What if one cool winter morning here in the next month, four terrorists get up, strap their arms under their junk, and head for the airport, and right when that TSA agent, they of course bypass the scanner and opt out, right when that TSA agent rubs up and looks at him and goes, what's that under your junk? They go, get ready for a surprise. And four different airport terminals across the country, you know, I mean, there's someone standing there with a machine gun or a pistol on them, ready to shoot them right as they find this device, whatever it may be.
They could totally explode their device right there at the checkpoint and take out close to as many people in some cases as they might if they did it on a plane.
That's right.
And definitely take off a couple of TSA agents' fingers.
They sure could.
So, I mean, what are we really accomplishing with all this?
I'm not doing any of this. You mean the government and... They're not accomplishing anything beyond training the American people to be subservient and obedient. That's what this is most valuable for.
This is surf training.
And you know what? I think it's starting with our infants. They're strapping them into seats in the car, getting them used to have that. When I put a seatbelt on, it feels like the weight of the government is sitting right on my chest. Now, sometimes in heavy traffic, I'm glad to put it on.
Sure.
I decide. But when I have to get in the car every single time and buckle that seatbelt, it feels to me like the weight of the government is sitting right on my chest, holding me back.
You belong in New Hampshire. You don't have to do that up here. Did you know that?
Obviously. Obviously, we talked the other day, and I told you about my home invasion robbery. It's obvious
government.
I don't belong where I'm at.
I heard that, brother. I understand where you're coming from, and there are some very tangible, you know, instant freedom increases that one gains typically when they move to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project, which of course is a movement of like-minded, liberty-oriented people that are all converging into the same place in order to get active and achieve liberty in our lifetime. I mean, if you think the We Won't Fly opt-out days that were going on around the country were great, imagine it with a whole bunch more people together in the same place. Imagine how much more activism could be done. done. Imagine the things that will be possible when you have numbers. And I have to say, I'm impressed by what's going on out in, Philly with like 30 to 40 people there tonight. That's fantastic. Much better than the, you know, the handful of folks that showed up for their Fiji outreach a few weeks back. It sounds like things have really blown up there. I think that's great. But there's only so much effect 30 people can have in Philadelphia. It's a big place. You know, there's a lot of people there. Anyway, any other thoughts you want to share tonight?
I just wanted to thank you guys. Y'all are right on the mark every night when I listen.
James, glad you're out there. Don't forget to call WBHP, talk to the program director, and tell him thank you.
Yes, because we only get 1 hour of you, and I would like to get a couple more.
You certainly could. Stuart Langston's the program director there. Really nice guy. We got to meet him.
He likes the show, too.
Yeah, he's a fan. And we got to meet him in Los Angeles, and really great guy. So give him a call, tell him thanks. And that applies to everybody listening. And thank you for the call tonight, James. It applies to everybody listening on the radio. Whether you're getting an hour or you're getting all 18 radio hours per week, we do 21 on the internet total, but whether you're getting an hour all 18, all six nights, call and say thanks. It makes a difference to appreciate somebody. It makes a difference, you know, to a program director who might be used to hearing, I didn't like this, and I didn't like that.
Yeah, that's what they hear.
It's nice to hear, hey, that night show's really great. Thanks for putting it on. I really appreciate that. And, you know, if you get a chance, put some more on. So, 800-259-9231. Brandon is in Ohio. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Brandon.
Yeah, hey, guys. How's it going?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Basically, I was just calling. I wanted to get a suggestion from you guys. It's not really has to do with the TSA, so I just apologize for being off topic.
You don't need to apologize. It's Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. So go ahead, sir.
Awesome. Well, basically, I've been listening to you guys pretty consistently for about a month now. And before that, I'm just now getting into talk radio. I'm really enjoying it. I'm really loving the liberty movement that seems to be sweeping the nation. It's pretty inspiring. But you know, I'd listened to a lot to Alex Jones and some other like really hardcore guys. And you know, I do like Alex Jones. I like some of the issues he talks about. But then, you know, he throws in the New World Order stuff.
I'll tell you what, he does a lot of research.
Brandon, I'll bring you back here in a moment. I'd like to get you, you know, get to your point here in just a bit. But I've got to give away these Totesacs before the end of the show. I want to do it right now. A two-pack of the Totesac is yours. You call in at 603-435-1105. I'll choose a random caller, and you'll be the winner. 603-435-1105. Call in now to win a two-pack of the Totesac. Get you to carry those bags in from the grocery bags back in from the car. Much easier. 603-435-1105. More coming up.
9 years, thousands of clients worldwide, amazing results. And here's more proof of the effectiveness of how Heart and Body Extract supports good circulation and healthy arterial flow.
My name is Crystal. I'm a 45-year-old and live in Houston, Texas. I was diagnosed with having mitral valve prolapse 10 years ago. My cardiologist said surgery and drugs was the only thing he could offer me.
What did Crystal do?
I ordered Heart and Body Extract in August 2006. When I first took my first 15 drops, I embraced the formula and could even feel the goodness of the formula starting to work.
Clean, clear arteries are happy arteries after using Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. HB Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. 5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Got a light, Jessica?
Nope.
But you're smoking.
I don't need a light. It's a Smoke Genie electronic cigarette.
Really?
You haven't tried them? It's just like the real thing, but better. It's so much cheaper. There's no tar and burning, and you can take just a few puffs and put it right back in your purse. You can even smoke one of these where regular cigarettes are banned.
Seriously? I'm sick of people telling me where I can and can't smoke.
I tell you, it's great. There's a bunch of them out there, but Smoke Genie is way superior in flavor, quality, shipping, and customer service.
I don't know. I've been smoking cigarettes forever. Not sure I could change.
Listen, there's a 30-day no-questions-asked money-back guarantee. You've got nothing to lose. I wish they had Smoke Genie 10 years ago. I would have saved a ton of money. And my clothes don't smell like smoke anymore.
Really? That's great.
And Smoke Genie even has next day delivery. Go to SmokeGenieCigs.com today and use the code radio for 10% off your order.
SmokeGenieCigs.com and code radio for 10% off? I'm in.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. You've heard me talk about the delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. I've told you for years that eFoodsDirect has the best storable food on the planet. Now it's that time of year again, and their holiday special is here. They have two holiday price packs for you to put into your reserves for a secure future or to share with others. The first is a six-month bulk supply in 10 cans. And the second is a 5-week supply of quick and easy to fix meals, including delicious bakery items shipped in heavy tote bags. Now, for a limited time, when you order two or more of these special holiday packs, you'll get free shipping on your entire order. Call now, 800-409-5633, or visit them at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633, or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and only moments remain in this, the Thanksgiving Eve edition of the program. We're here to take your phone calls, and we can still do so here in the remaining moments. 800-259-9231, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. We invite you to our website. You'll find a lot of features there. We give them away. Those other talk show hosts want to charge you for their services. We do it all free at freetalklive.com, our webcam included. Go to cam.freetalklive.com. You can watch and listen and interact as well. The chat room is built into the same page, and it's all free. Brought to you courtesy of Memory Dealers. Go to cam.freetalklive.com. Mark, what is Memory Dealers?
Memory Dealers offers the world's largest selection of optical transceivers. They also offer customized solutions for your transceiver requirements, including private labeling. They're your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs. They have great prices and service on used networking equipment, such as Cisco routers and switches. Go check it all out at memorydealers.com.
All right, as we continue here, we've got Brandon in Ohio. Brandon, you were just telling us you're getting into talk radio. How old are you, if I may ask?
22.
22, okay.
That's a little early, but okay.
Yeah, well, I don't know, Mark. Anyway, go ahead,
I'm just talking about the numbers. I'm not talking about it. It's okay, Brandon.
Well, basically, and I wanted to clarify myself, I wasn't really trying to put down Alex Jones, but, you know, he just seems to add a lot of the NWO stuff. And
oh, yeah, I don't care much for that at all. That's yeah. I think that Alex Jones is great for his police state coverage, but I think the whole New World Order stuff is really pandering to sort of a paranoiac conspiracy theory audience, and I think it's unnecessary. I think it's more valuable to talk about, you know, what's really happening, what we can point to, concrete examples of, like, you know.
But he's called this show, and he's done a great job of that. He can do that when he wishes to, but at the same time,
it's not my approach. Yeah. I don't think that it's. First of all, I don't believe that there's this overarching conspiracy to, you know, to take over the world. There may be some people that would desire that for themselves, but I think they're in competition with several groups of other people who would also like that for themselves, and I don't think there's one, you know, ultimate group of masters.
I think there are factions within the whole so-called elite, but I've seen enough documentation on that I think there's something going on. I just don't think it's a concerted effort among all those people at top. I think they're... Some of them are still acting in their own self-interest, and I think there's more dissension than people realize.
Yeah, exactly. And, but, you know, and amongst other things, he adds in a lot of religious you know, minded information, which I'm not really a part
of.
Does he?
Yeah, I don't really listen, so I don't know. I mean, I've talked to him once or twice, nice guy, but I don't really know what his show is like.
Well, basically, you know, once I came across you guys, I was looking it up on the GCN network, and you guys were kind of like my talk radio saviors in a way. So
definitely
want to appreciate that. But I just wanted to see if maybe you guys had any suggestions. Maybe you could lead me in the right direction to maybe to other talk radio shows that you guys
well,
admire.
Well, absolutely. You can go to LRN.FM.
Well, this is going
to
be, this is like, you'd think Ian paid him for this.
That is my little internet stream that I put together that has very liberty-oriented hosts. And I try to, I think Ernie Hancock sometimes touches on a 9/11 thing once in a while.
I don't care what people think about 9/11 in particular. I care about where they stand on liberty.
But generally, they're very the hosts on the Liberty Radio Network at LRN.FM are very principled, liberty-minded folks, and I think you'd enjoy some of the stuff.
Yeah, and I don't care
there.
Where they stand on religion either. I
no,
care
I don't,
where they
yeah,
stand
I don't
on
care.
Liberty.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Yeah, I like awesome. I like the shows you have on there.
So there you go. There's
awesome.
There's
well,
one answer.
Yeah. Yeah, I definitely appreciate the mentioning of that. Also, you know, I just wanted to say I've been looking into the Free State Project a lot. It sounds pretty cool.
Great.
And I finally just graduated this quarter, so
we'll
that's
jump on
really
board.
Holding me back in Ohio, so I've been thinking about it.
Well, you know, you don't have to move before you sign. You can sign now and then move,
right.
You know,
whenever
you
ready.
Feel like it, because the fact is that we're at all 10,500 signers. It's not till we get to 20,000 that anybody even starts necessarily having to look to move. And that's
by
the
default, well, that's the default way the project is set up. Recently, Mark, within the last year or two, they added a way to
sure.
customize your sign-up. So you can say, well, I'll move when 1,000 people have moved. Well, we're pretty much almost there. Or I'll move when 10,000 people have said they'll move. Or I'll move
yeah,
when
sure,
this
you
and
can
that.
Make up whatever you want.
Or when I'll move when Hillary Clinton is elected. Or whatever, you know, criteria you would like to add to your pledge. But what I would suggest to you is if you really don't have anything holding you back and you're excited about activism, get on up to New Hampshire because, I mean, if you've got a little nest egg that you can, you know, use while you get settled and get, you know, get some work, that kind of
yeah,
thing, get on up
here.
Here. Because you don't want to start putting down roots somewhere else and feel like later on that you're stuck. And I can't tell you how many people we've had who have said, yeah, I want to come up to New Hampshire, and then they end up staying where they are for one reason or another. Maybe it was, you know, something came up, they felt like they had to stay, and then they'll end up getting arrested, or, you know, they get the activism bug, and they'll get it in their heads that it's a good idea to, you know, take activism to the extreme where they are, and they end up getting into the legal system, and then they're really stuck down
yeah,
there for a longer period of time.
You know, when I go down to
yeah,
Connecticut,
that's kind of the problem, yeah.
when I go down to Connecticut, New York, on business, I can't help but thinking how happy I am that I live in New Hampshire and not there.
It's a great
system. Yeah, I've been doing a lot of research into just the state in general, and it seems like a great place. I'm pretty envious of you guys. Seems to enjoy a lot of freedom.
If New Hampshire just on its own, as we mentioned before, is more free in a number of ways than other places, there's still problems. There's still the state. You know, there's still people that want to control others. We've got a long way to go. But getting liberty-minded people together has done some amazing things that have been impossible before now in the liberty movement. And I'm excited to be a part of it and plug into as many of the different sources for news up here as possible. There's freekeen.com, freegrafton.com is another great site. Free Concord is kind of new. They're getting there. They're Free Match is not really doing anything yet, so hopefully we'll see more out of them in 2011.
Those are just websites. I mean, there's things going on in those towns.
There's a lot more going on than is being talked about online as well. I think that's a fair statement to make. I mean, there's like Thanksgiving get-togethers happening here within the next 3 days. There's multiple.
I have so many Thanksgivings to go to, I can't do it.
Yeah, there are multiple gatherings of people around the state because people understand, having moved here in some cases as single people, you don't necessarily have family in New Hampshire. But to some extent, the liberty activism community can become your family. You'll have close relationships with a number of them and not so close relationships or less close relationships with others. And, you know, based on, in many cases, proximity and interests and things like that. And it's an amazing group of folks, and I'm so glad to be around them. Thanks, Brandon, for your thoughts tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. You can go to Free State Project. project.org, by the way, to learn more about what's happening here. I mean, can you imagine if the great activists across the country that turned out at airports all over the place for the We Won't Fly outreach events today, if, you know, 90% of those people came here to New Hampshire, we'd have an incredible group of folks here. Now, there are hundreds of people that have already made the move. As you mentioned, Mark, over 10,500 have pledged that they will move their lives to New Hampshire. And so we've got new people showing up. New people, new faces were at today's event in Manchester. There was a husband and wife that had just shown up. I think, I don't remember where they moved to, but it wasn't here in Keene. Somebody somewhere else. People are scattering all over the place in New Hampshire. They're getting involved in their communities. They're getting active in the political system. There's civil disobedience that's going on, media creation, so much different types of activism, and lots of social opportunities. I mean, Thanksgiving, that's not really activism. That's social opportunities, and it's great stuff.
But it allows activists to get together and talk about whatever type of activism they're into.
Or whatever they're into.
And you know, activism. You know, one thing that you haven't mentioned here, and you know, it's difficult to mention everything all at once, is the huge strides that have been made in the area of politics recently here in New Hampshire, with 15, I believe, somewhere in that neighborhood, Free Staters elected to the New Hampshire House. More than a quarter of the legislature is New Hampshire Liberty Alliance endorsed candidates.
And the Speaker of the House is now, isn't he an A-plus rated
Liberty
candidate?
He's an A-plus rated candidate. So, I mean, you know, just huge, incredible strides that have been made that make other states just look silly.
Let's go to Chris, listening via our cam.freetalklive.com in Ohio. Hello, Chris.
Hi. I was just wondering, for Mark, what's going on with Free State Now nowadays?
You know, I'm really just hung out on that one. I don't have a list to from which to work, and I've been trying to find one, but it's, you know, it's hard to find a list of libertarian telephone numbers. And without it, I just can't do the work.
If you can help him get that, please email him. Oh, you'd be willing to move that forward, though, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I'll buy it from you.
Get a good
Mark
list.
Mark at freetalklive.com.
Yeah, email Mark if you can help him get a good list of liberty-oriented names and phone numbers.
Thanks, that was it.
Thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. And one of the most positive ways that you can help spread the ideas of the Free State Project is to talk to other people about it and to just let them know, hey, I'm going to go here. This is exciting to me. I want to reach liberty in my lifetime, and I believe that there's only one way to go about it. I'd love to hear of anything else that's a better idea than the Free State Project and getting people who love freedom together.
Yes. And by the way, a while back we had interviewed Doug Casey, and one idea that he said that was very interesting was that, well, this whole idea of national borders is bogus. Really, what you want is you want to coagulate with people who are like-minded, and those are your people, that's your tribe, that's your nation, so to speak.
Absolutely, and the internet makes it so much easier now. Anyway, we're back tomorrow night online at freetalklive.com. Most radio listeners will be hearing a replay, but we'll see you tomorrow night, freetalklive.com. We will be live.
Spark imaginations and free minds with an enjoyable graphic novel or webcomic from BigHeadPress.com. This holiday season provides a great opportunity to share a vision of freedom and how we'll get there. Inspirational and beautifully illustrated publications from BigHeadPress.com are great tools for sharing the freedom message with thoughtful stories that are extremely entertaining and a pleasure to read. You'll be awed by the illustrations while you cheer for the heroes and boo the villains. Check out BigHeadPress.com and sample their work online before you buy. BigHeadPress.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call